If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by dialing 988 or visiting suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Ever have an accident where you shit your pants while you're trying to push all the blood up to the front?
All the time.
Oh, okay. I figured.
That's why I told you.
It's one of the drawbacks, but
yeah, that's why I told you, you know, like I got that itchy asshole this morning.
Oh yeah. I
didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you that I was pushing, you know, like pushing the blood to my dick. 'Cause that's a little weird.
Back to another episode of the Old Guy Metalcast. It's your boy, the King of Bonk Style. As always, by Sir Robert of Blades, Mr. Bobby motherfucking Blades.
Yo. What's up?
Not much, and it's hard to find a good man like him, but it's good to find a hard man like my co-host from Suplex City Limits, Mr. Talifug.
Mr. Rock Hard, not a muscle in his body, but his dick gets hard once a week. Tyler Fudge, baby, yeah.
is this today, Saturday, the day?
Today's the day I'm hard right now.
I'd like Saturday.
Listen, I'm going to flex it. I'm going to flex it, okay? You know, yeah. You ever flick your dick? Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, baby. Here we go.
So are you saying you like fill up with blood and your whole body gets engorged?
I take big, deep breaths. And you know how like you force yourself to take poops, right? You know how you get hemorrhoids? You know what I mean? You really, really push.
Yeah.
Really I do it, but just with the front. And I just push that blood down there. You know?
Oh, you push it like all into your dick. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm about ready to pass out.
You better take
it. You make it hard on command. Hard.
Hard. Soft. Hard. 2 inches, 3 inches.
Yeah.
He's got an angry inch.
It's like an amp that goes to 11 when your dick goes to 3. You need that extra push over the edge.
Yeah. Oh, time to take a picture now.
I'm thinking like when you're doing that, it's like, do you ever have an accident where you shit your pants while you're trying to push all the blood up to the front?
All the time.
Oh, okay. I figured.
That's why I told you.
It's one of the drawbacks, but
yeah, that's why I told you, you know, like I got that itchy asshole this morning.
Oh yeah. Hey, that
I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you that I was pushing, you know, like pushing the blood to my dick. 'Cause that's a little weird, but you know, you guys asked.
It all makes sense now.
Thank you.
Well, like you got cross. I don't care. Like what? Well, maybe people who have bidets don't experience that, you know. But you don't, give it like enough of a light, and then an hour later, you're like, oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just scooting yourself like a dog on the floor.
You need to get bidets, man.
Dude, every day I think long and hard about possibly getting a little bidet.
Yeah, same here. Like, when we were running out of toilet paper a few years ago, I was like, why don't I just get a bidet? Like, stop wiping my ass with toilet paper and just use that.
Well, I was stealing it from work. I go to work
He says on a podcast on the internet.
I don't work at that place no more. Yeah, oh, different job.
Okay. I'm sure your new job would be like, oh, it was his last workplace. I'm sure it's fine.
He's not going
to
do that shit here.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
Dude, I wondered about that. Like, this is a thing I was wondering about. Like, other countries, do they lock that kind of shit? Because at my workplace, like, our bathrooms are just our bathrooms. Maybe at some point in history, they were public bathrooms. But I just think it's interesting. Like, toilet paper rolls and like the towels that you dry your hands with, they're all fucking locked. Why are these things locked?
Those are locked at your work?
Yeah. They're locked everywhere. Well, I guess not where you, but like they're in those little plastic bins and like you have,
yeah,
and you got to slide it to the left or to the right to get a new roll. You can't like pull the roll out.
Yeah. We just leave the key in ours.
All right. But like, why are we have to lock that up? I mean, really, from people who stealing, like if you're stealing toilet paper, you probably fucking need it, dude.
There's something. Yeah. There's an issue. And I kind of
rather you have it, honestly.
Yeah, I don't want you coming into work with dirty hands. You know what I mean? Like shit all over your hand. I want you to be able to clean yourself. I don't want to smell your asshole at work.
Oh, man. That's. Oh.
There's no assholes you want to smell at work?
Not one. Not one asshole at my work do I want to smell. There's not an asshole in life that I want to smell, to be completely honest with you.
Really? You don't see like I'm out of broad and you're like, I want to fucking get up in that asshole?
No, get up in them guts, maybe, but not the asshole.
You don't want to Buckets Better Ass and do an impression of Richard Nixon?
I am not a crook.
Yeah, with that whole iconic picture of him holding up the peace signs, that's not peace signs, that's number two. I love it, number two.
Well, see, the way his the two fingers were spread apart, it's actually to spread that brown eye open so he could get
shit, so he can get a little tongue punch.
Hell
spread
yeah.
That brown eye open.
My name is
the pillow tight.
Oh shit.
My name is Richard Nixon, and I want to tongue punch your fart box.
The five finger tongue punch.
I was worried about this to be like, talk about eating ass all the fucking time.
You never eat my ass.
Eat ass eating.
Oh, fuck.
Is something wrong with my ass?
yes there is.
I mean, that's the thing you gotta think about, like a young ass, you know, like so you're gonna eat some 20 year old chick's ass, like half the shits,
but you know, okay,
half the now, shits have been through that ass,
half the shits, but less experience in wiping successfully,
right there is that.
Oh, so like, you know, you it's a toss-up, you know, if you go with a six-year-old lady, right? That's an old ass, you know what I'm saying?
60?
Yeah. If you go with a 60-year-old lady.
The 40-20 thing.
Oh, totally, totally. Everybody knows that you don't know how to wipe your own ass till you're 60. It's just plain, that's common knowledge. But at
60, aren't you wearing like adult diapers?
Not at 60. What 60-year-old do you know wearing adult diapers?
Well, people who shit their pants a lot.
Are you speaking from experience?
I'm not 60, so I don't know.
We're asking you because you get to shit your pants every time you make your dick hard.
Shit. Yeah, but I'm not getting people to eat my ass, though. So. But no, if you go for a 60-year-old ass, you know, like, there might be liver spots there. You know what I mean? But it's clean. Especially.
Okay, but in this situation, I'm thinking we're obviously going to have a completely, like, perfectly washed ass. You know?
Of course. I would hope
wiping's not going to matter because it's going to be, they're both going to be washed. But it's like douche. Eating a fucking piece of food you dropped on the floor three times versus six times, you know, like
it
like
also
once you drop it on the floor once, you can probably blow off whatever's on it. But like if it's been on the floor six times, it's like, ugh.
Right. But it also depends on how many times like you wash the floor. Like, do you let people walk all over it and not clean it and then drop food on the floor? Or do you wash it once a day?
Essentially, what he's saying is the diet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All depends on the rigorous of the diet. Rigorous of the diet? You know what I'm trying to say.
I guess. It's like having a conversation with you sometimes, like a choose your own adventure. Yeah, you and Combs should hang out with Combs and be like, you know, kind of half like trail off on a sentence, like, you know what I'm saying?
You know.
Tokes, bro. You're saying like somebody with a good diet.
Yes, I'm trying to say somebody with good diet, good gut health.
Yeah, good gut health. There you go.
You know, it's not like eating McDonald's three times a week. You know, like that's not good. You don't want to eat that ass.
None of those QPC asses. Yeah.
Oh,
no, like when I eat McDonald's too much, right? Like if I eat it too much in a week, Like, I feel like when I fart, shit seeps out. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants that.
It probably shit. Does.
It probably does.
But can you imagine, like, the poor gut health? Like, you open the cheeks, right? And just a fart hits you in the face.
Bob might be the one for you, because Bob hasn't eaten any, like, fast food in, like, a decade or some shit.
Really, Bob?
Yeah, but and it's not like
I... And you don't own a bidet?
No, I don't have a bidet.
No, I can't.
But yeah, like, when's the last time you went to a McDonald's, would you say?
Fuck, like, maybe 20 years ago?
20 years? Jesus Christ!
Out of but, what reason is that? Just, like, you're smarter than the rest of us? Or you just don't really eat fast food, or what?
I don't really like it. Like, I don't eat hamburgers, for one thing. And,
Hey, have you ever tasted a McNugget?
I have, yes, but it tastes like shit. I would rather cook, like, buy frozen nuggets and eat them at my house, man.
You must have went there at, like, 11 o'clock at night. If you go to McDonald's at, like, 5 in the afternoon, bro, you're getting pristine nuggets. Pristine nuggets, dude.
Dude, I was asked people, like, that's more interesting. You know, you meet people. I was like, ooh, so where do you work? You know, what do you do for work? Like, who gives a fuck? That's a stupid thing to do. I'm way more like, right on, your name's Todd. That's cool, man. Like, what dipping sauce you pick with nugs at McDonald's? A way more interesting open volley than where do you work?
Yeah, that's kind of fucking dumb. Like, what do you do for a living? I sell crack. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Like, oh, I'm a plumber. That's cool. Like, what about you, man? Like, what do you...
Yeah, like...
But yeah, man, sweet and sour or what? That's me all day, sweet and sour sauce.
Sweet and sour all day with an extra sweet and sour to go with the fries.
Give me...
Every now and then, I'll spice it up, and I'll only get the two sweet and sours with the 10-piece nuggets, so one for my fries, and then one for my nuggets, but I'll get a side of McChicken sauce. I'll dip it in the McChicken sauce, which basically
like to be,
I'm just...
To be honest, I feel like it's... they give you three sauces with 20 nuggets.
That's not enough.
And I don't know what mathematics they're trying to work out, but, like, to me, it's five nuggets per dip sauce, man.
Yeah. They've only perfected it for the 10-piece. The 6-piece only has one, so you got one that you're just trying to scrape across the fucking edge. And then 10-piece, you're perfect. 20-piece, you're fucked.
Just do the Cobes, man, for the last nugget. You just, like, fucking rock the fucking tongue in there. Like a bear getting honey out of a jar.
Oh, shit.
You give that fucker a lick, throw the nugget in there.
Spill a little bit on your shirt, you know, you're all
good. As long as my chick's not looking, I'll fucking pull that move.
Bro, I once had nuggets, okay? Like, I've always, not always, but, like, for the last 10, 15 years, I've had a beard. And I remember one time I was eating nuggets and sweet and sour sauce, and then I went about my day. I'm like, man, why do I smell sweet and sour sauce? Like, all day long, smelling sweet and sour sauce. And I go into the bathroom, and I look, and I've got congealed sweet and sour sauce in my beard, streaking down, kind of like masked in there, that you couldn't really see it. Fuck, dude.
Just take a shower, like, truly fix that shit, dude.
Yeah.
I was at work.
I got fucking this, like, it's like, okay, you know those things where you get the little breadsticks and you dunk them in that feckin' cheese?
Yeah.
The feckin' cheese.
Feckin' cheese. The other day, in, like, Easter basket, there was these ones that were like a cookie. Same shape as that, like a stick cookie. And then you dunk it in this, like, strawberry kind of fucking jelly type shit. But it was so much more sticky, dude. And just a giant glob got in my beard. And, dude, I just, like, it was unbelievable. Like, I just had to take a fucking shower. Like, even at the sink with water, nothing could save this thing. The stickiest substance known to man, just all up in that motherfucker.
Motherfucker, yeah. Dude was looking like Cyrax with the drool, like, dribbling down his beard and everything, man.
Oh, fuck. Listen,
dude. Hear me when I say this, man.
Oh, shit.
That's I seen a photo of Cyrax the other day, man.
I watched a part of his latest video where he's going after N-word boy, and, like, as he's talking, his bottom lip is so moist and there's just drool coming down and it's going into his beard, and it just gets worse and worse throughout the video. I was like, I can't watch this shit.
No. Like, I do the my best YouTube watching when I'm eating supper or eating lunch at work, kind
of
deal.
Watch any of these fucking guys do.
I can't watch any of them. No. You know what I mean? Like, I'll turn it on, and if I'm eating, it's just like, I remember the last time I ate while watching Cobes. Dude, he was picking at his toes, and he zoomed in on his toes, and I just about fucking threw up.
You never fucking eat while watching Cobes, man. I learned that the hard way.
I ordered a bunch of food yesterday, Fat Fuck Friday, you know how it be. And while we were waiting for our fucking pizza and Philly cheesesteak sandwiches and onion drink, etc., we watched the new Cobes video where he makes the crab legs.
Yeah.
And it is so fucking disgusting. I'm like, why am I watching this right before I get like delicious food?
Where the fuck did he get crab legs?
Someone sent it to him.
Jesus Christ.
But dude, it's like, it doesn't tell you that you boil the fucking thing until it goes down in the pan, dude. Like, until the water evaporates to a certain level from the pan. It's like, dude, crab, like snow crab like that, it takes like 4 to 5 minutes. Like a boiling pot takes no time at all to cook that shit.
No.
He boils basically it in beer and wine for like seemingly a fucking hour. I don't know. To where the pan goes from full to the top with this concoction and seasonings too, and butter, whole stick of butter in there and shit.
You put them, you dip the crab in the butter
down to like half the fucking pot, and then he dumps more beer in there. It's like, dude, he boiled those things forever,
dude.
And how long did he let them cool off on the counter for?
For a day, and then the next day.
Fuck, dude. Like, that's disgusting. That's like, okay, letting crab sit outside on the counter for a day aside, okay? This is fucking gross, you know? It's basically when the crab turns like a bright red color, you're basically done.
I don't know who ever, like, maybe he burned his mouth as a kid or something, but like, I don't know what it is, but when he gets food, he wants to leave it. He needs to cool off, and he lets it cool for like 8 hours or a day, or like he'll order fast food and it'll let it sit on the counter for like a day, and he'll be like, oh, I let it cool off too much. What?
Got to put it back in the microwave to heat it up and then let it cool off again.
Yeah. It's like, now too, we've added in, you know, Methica, Queen Cobra, she's joined the fucking universe now, so she's just like the third character in this whole fucking thing. And her streams, I was up late one night this week watching her like have a complete breakdown that she made up in her mind, hyperventilating and shit. You saw that, right, Bob?
I didn't watch the whole stream, but I saw like clips of it on Reddit.
Where she's like, the phone is ringing, even buzzing, and hold on. She's like, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. She's like hyperventilating and shit. Like,
whose phone buzzes like that? It seemed to never stop. It was like perpetual, just I was like,
what? Yeah, because someone was trying to call her because she was obviously like, you know, she was threatening suicide and shit.
Yeah. You know, and then she was saying that like, oh, she's no longer with Cobra, and
he can fuck whoever he wants. Yeah, that's not the case the next day. That woman has so little like self confidence. It's crazy, dude. Because he wouldn't answer the phone when she called.
Right.
She wanted attention.
And yeah, she had a whole freak out about it. She's like, oh, he can do all this. I'm okay to fuck, but the minute that I need some compliments. Yeah, and then she was just going all out. And I was like, what the fuck, man? I can't watch this.
Nobody would even, like, not a person with a brain. Like, what level, what number would she have to be for you to deal with that insanity? I would maybe for a little while if she was like a 10, maybe like a month or two.
I wouldn't even give it a month, man. If even a 10,
maybe just a one timer. Like when she came that first time, that's what he should have done. She came that first time and left. He should have been like, done. Have a nice time. Good. It was fun, but we'll catch you on the flip side.
But he's got to own the trolls, and he can't do that with, you know, him being single.
I don't know how him ruining his life with his bitch is owning us, but I feel so owned right now.
Pwned.
Just wait till I get my YouTube room tubes.
He's getting his trailer, which I hope is a camper more than a manufactured home.
Oh, that would be great.
But he said he has a YouTube room,
Well,
at least he's such a little boy, you know, he's such a little boy. Like, and I can smoke in my YouTube room. Like, oh, cool.
You know,
like,
I was,
you know, him and Clint had their little like, well, can I smoke in there? Like, no, you can't. Well, but just in a room. Like, little boy.
Yeah.
I want to fucking fight that kid, honestly.
I
hate him at this point. Like,
yeah.
I yearn for his demise, not his demise of, like, I don't want him to die or anything, but I just want, like, bad things to happen to him and Cyrax. And I'm sorry, it's weird that that's, like, because that's not a good thing, you know? I remember when I was a little kid, my grandmother was like, anytime I say hate, oh, I hate that, even broccoli, I hate broccoli or something. She's like, we don't use the word hate, we don't hate anything. She was also racist, so she wasn't racist. She said Negro. She didn't know any better. She'd be like, I saw a Negro today.
And they left
like a Negro alarm. Grandma. Like, what is a Negro?
It's I don't know what that would be. Something. It sounds like a plant of some sort.
Planted some Negroes this spring. They're gonna be beautiful. See, this is like a level of you know, the right age and condition and situation. I'll allow it. You know, like, this woman was born in like 1923 on a fucking farm, like a mud house in the middle of fucking nowhere. And yeah. When she moved to the big city in the 50s, it was like a small town. Like, there were no fucking black people here until like the mid 90s.
No,
hey. To God, in my elementary school, there was one black.
I never went to school with anybody other than somebody that was white. Like, it was this.
And now it's like, now around here, it's like everybody, you know?
Oh yeah, no, it's more times than not. More times than not, I'll see somebody that's not white, really.
Yeah, it's mostly white people get arrested. I follow the arrest thing. Well, I gotta be honest, it's a lot of Native Americans, let's be honest. It's a lot of, but that's who it is mostly. It's just mostly like white people getting busted for meth and shit like that. But yeah, man, that's good stuff. You know, we used to have like no. Maybe you could get Mexican food or Italian food, and like now I can order Indian food and Thai. We have so many great Thai places and shit. So
yeah, that's the argument I usually. Shit,
Bob, or no? You don't need to go out to restaurants.
Oh yeah, I do that. I go to Chinese restaurants. You know that?
I don't know.
I get Thai food. I get Szechuan cuisine.
Szechuan cuisine.
I want that Szechuan sauce, man.
Well, there you go. I did have the story that happened over the eclipse. This Los Angeles woman, allegedly, I think now it's been proven, stabbed her partner before throwing children out of moving vehicle on the freeway over the eclipse.
What the fuck?
She fatally stabbed her partner at the Los Angeles apartment. Dude, can we do this partner thing, man? It's just confusing to me when somebody says partner, because I like old school, and I think when somebody says partner, I think they mean, like, you know, someone of the same sex. But yeah, we're all partners, and it's very confusing because I don't know. I guess it's maybe not my business. But was it a woman? We'll find out, I suppose. You guys want to put money down? You think what, woman or not?
Like, woman.
Lesbian or straight?
Woman. Yeah. Lesbian. Okay,
we'll see.
Full on lesbo, bro.
You think
she
so?
She stabbed her partner at their Los Angeles apartment Monday. Then threw her. Well, she has kids, so that's a ballsy choice, but there's a lot of like turning that way in the end. Okay. Then she threw her two children from the SUV on the freeway, killing her infant daughter. This woman was an astrologer who called on YouTube an astrology influencer.
An astrologer.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably never went to school for it. Just loves the stars.
Yeah. She called the impending solar eclipse the epitome of spiritual warfare.
Wow.
In an online post days earlier.
You know.
So she thought it was the epitome of spiritual warfare. So she threw her infant child out the window like a cigarette.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Her name is Danielle Cherakaya Johnson. 34 years old, an astrology influencer and recording artist with the moniker Aoka. What the fuck? Fun, man. Her partner, 29-year-old Jalen Allen Chaney. So it's a dude.
Well, it's a dude.
Although, is it a dude? It? You know,
like a,
really?
Yeah, that sounds like a chick's name, man.
Maybe a dude. Well, I was thinking it could be a trans person.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Well, I guess that would be a dude.
What was her middle name again?
Jalen, isn't that like a that's not a dude's name, man. That's
different. A dude's name.
That is
her, but Danielle Chera, Chera Kiyah.
Chera Kiyah.
Nah, the partner who got stabbed, man. That what was that person's middle name?
There was none.
Oh, there wasn't one. I was trying to bait Jim into saying the middle name of that lady again, and then I was going to ask, what do we know about that lady now?
Oh,
when I was seeing a picture, what do we know?
We know that she's got fucking problems. I was going to say brightly colored hair. She's
probably
hair,
attractive,
but then I would offend like everybody with pink hair.
Even more. Where a half hour later, she was driving over 100 miles per hour and crashed into a tree. They're investigating whether the solo crash was an apparent suicide. Wait, did she die?
She did. If you're going 100 miles an hour and you hit a tree, you ain't fucking living, dude. You're done.
And she killed him. Then she fled with her kids, an 8-month-old girl and 9-year-old sister, in a Porsche Cayenne. Yeah. So this bitch lives in LA. She's an astrology influencer and drives a Porsche Cayenne.
God damn. Like,
bro, you were living the life. What are you doing? You're fucking.
Oh, yeah, she's dead, dude. She's fucking dead.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
She's.
People are saying she was fucking crazy, yeah.
Yeah, she had to be on some shit, man. Or either that or just like history of mental illness.
It's a shame that car chase website or YouTube page didn't catch it.
Yeah,
That would have been something to see.
Yeah, that's like the best, like one of my favorite things. Like they crash, but they don't hit anybody.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the day to see somebody throw the kids out the window on that fucking thing.
Dude, people like I had this dude stop and. It was mad that I threw my cigarette butt out the window. Imagine how mad he'd be if he was like, got someone to a baby.
You don't throw a perfectly good child out of your car.
I guess she's an attractive, you know, she's a cute girl.
I didn't see any photos here.
Describe her to me, Jim.
Black? I don't know.
That's what I was trying to get at. When I heard the last the middle name, I was like, oh, we know one thing about
she
her.
Has red, like, layer engine red hair.
Of course she does. I'm a
fan of. Me and Bob sent our Instagram search screens to each other, like, where you go and it's just all those things it suggests to you. So we took screenshots and sent them to each other, and yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. We know Jim has
at least show, that's showing somebody your soul for real, man.
Oh shit. Yeah, it's like, don't tell me about yourself, just show me your Instagram search history.
Yeah, not even the search history, it's just like that main screen that comes up when you go to search.
Oh, like that the feed page or some shit, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Okay, so I guess that Jalen person is a dude because it says that she killed her boyfriend. Okay, wow. I was totally thinking it was a girl.
My Instagram search screen isn't too bad, actually.
What is it like?
Really is. I don't use Instagram very often, so like, it's not much really. It's I don't even know what half of it is, honestly. Like, there's a cardinal, a dude drinking coffee, a hockey player, an SNL skit,
hockey,
a Roadhouse clip, Trans Day of Visibility.
This is on Instagram.
Yeah.
When you hit the search button.
Yeah.
It shows all those pictures. That's what it is.
Dude, screenshot that shit. Put it in the Discord.
Wow. No, I'll send it on Messenger here.
Yeah, I'll send it on Messenger. I don't have Discord on my phone.
Oh, okay.
I got a new one. Well, we already have a group, so it'll be perfect.
I gotta see this shit, because ours was like, ours was fucking terrible.
Yeah, mine is very tame, very normalish. You
what's
know?
Up with
you guys?
You didn't talk about the girl with half her head shaved, or
well, because I don't know what it is.
I'm inspecting this shit.
Now though, as you roll down, it gets a little bit more, you know. Like, you can see that the women start popping up. So dude, I'm going to send you.
It's pretty interesting today, actually.
I'm going to send you a screenshot of as I scroll down a couple. Okay.
Look at mine.
Jesus Christ, Jim! your first image is Cobra.
It is. I know.
What? Mine hasn't sent yet, has it?
Oh, I've just got it now.
Okay, because my app says connecting.
Wow, dude, you got some weird kinks, man.
Oh, Google, stop talking to me. Jesus.
Jim's is like autism-powered fuck machine.
Yeah, see that?
No, I haven't gotten it.
It's from SNL.
I haven't gotten it.
It's definitely in the chat.
Hold on, I got to check what my search is. Oh, wow.
Well, this here's
is
yours.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, there's a few ladies there. A few ladies there.
Yeah.
Look at what the
autism,
though.
Autism powered fuck.
Look at the size of that chick in the bottom middle, dude.
Jim likes that cake.
Holy shit. Dude, he's got a girl with like almost complete face tattoos. Like, only her eyes are. Her eyes, nose, and mouth are uncovered, but everything else is covered in tattoos.
Who, me?
No, yeah. Jim. Oh, wait, no, that's you. Tyler. Oh, shit. Yeah, that is Tyler.
Bobby, you like eating.
I love how, like, I think it's interesting how, like, the chicks on here, you know, yours doesn't really have any chicks this time, Bob.
No,
it's because he's in the dudes now.
No, it's mostly guitars and, like, Skeletor and shit.
You don't need to do it. But anyway, it was last week. Like, Bob's has all these like really skinny ass broads, and then mine is just all like these chubby broads with big asses.
Mine. If you scroll down far enough, it's just like pretty ladies eating enormously large fast food.
Yeah. You see that fucking dude on mine in the top middle, or the top row in the middle? That
guy
is fucking great. You ever seen him?
Yeah, I have. I have.
The guy with the hat.
Yeah.
He just say like he's an Indian dude, feather not dot. I think he's from South Dakota, but yeah, he's like weather reports, but really like puts the extra sauce on it.
Dude, oh, the top.
God, negative 14 out there. Wow.
The top left and the top right and the bottom left are diagonally adjacent to one another, and they're the same reel. So you must have watched that a few times.
I don't know who's that bass player, dude.
Yeah.
There's also on Bobby's. You could tell he likes his ladies to be skinny, and his ultimate goal is to fuck Skeletor.
Yeah. Skinnier.
I am Skeletor.
Oh, shit.
You could tell I like pointy guitars and skinny chicks.
Yeah, especially when you go down to the third row and you got that grandma playing guitar. That's his ultimate fucking fetish, too.
Well, he sent another one. But yeah, the one with that, like, real fucking tattooed up. I mean, you and I have the crossover on, like, the super tattooed up chick.
Yeah.
And that's definitely, well, so does, I guess, Swudge just wants a tattooed face.
Yeah.
Yeah, when when you're like, and I've been there, you go on Pornhub searching for, like, face tattoo, and it's like, god damn it, man, what is going on?
Where did mama go wrong?
I have friends who are like, you know, posted pictures like, oh, Bailey won soccer tournament, have all these like things, and I'm at home like laying in bed searching for fucking Ross's face tattoos on Pornhub to check off.
Remember,
well, my chicks at work.
Just the most deviant shit. Imagine me, Jim. I live by myself, all my lonesome. All my day is deviant shit.
Yeah.
Remember when I sent you that super skinny chick on Pornhub, and you were like, I wonder if there's any girl skinnier than her. And like, we went on a journey to search for like a
skinny. Oh, we definitely found them.
Yeah.
No, we definitely. There's definitely like fucking anorexia influencers and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't like that. I don't. That's good.
If I can see the hips poking out and the fucking ribs and shit, then you know that it's like way too skinny.
Yeah,
I mean, just skinny chicks kind of in general. I mean, all these women are, you know, hot chicks are hot chicks, and like, more power to anybody who has any kind of shape. But like, dude, chubby chicks, like, you just like grab parts of them and hold on to them. It's great, man. You can't like grab a bitch by the thigh. What are you even doing?
It's true. It's true. You
know, and they're soft. Like, dude, skinny chicks are hard.
I know.
They're fucking like, there's nothing like, you know. Like,
put your head on her shoulder and you feel like you're on a fucking rock.
Or just anything in general. Like, I like soft, fucking, like, lush things. You know, it's like a big pillow. It's great.
Yeah. I want to put my head on your titties and go to sleep. Please.
Pretty hot. So yeah, there you go. That's a fun thing to do, man.
Yeah.
Compare the Instagrams. Yeah.
I did my legit one. I did no reload, no pull it down to get a different set of shit. I just gave you the fucking deal.
No, yeah, I gave you guys the front, the first, and then I pulled down my pants a little bit and showed you it a little bit more.
He showed us the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I went down to the balls, you know.
There you go, man.
Good.
Oh yeah, there's this girl on Instagram, Day Bass. She's this amazing bass player, dude, and she's a fucking boner pack.
Day Bass?
DEY_bass. She's like my woman crush right now.
And she's on, where did you say, Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram. You won't find any like real, well, she got some pretty hot picks, I guess, but she's just this like bass player chick who's amazing at bass, but like hot as fuck,
dude.
What is this? How do you spell it again?
She's insane. Holy shit.
DEY_bass.
She's playing a fucking upright
bass. I don't know, whatever her name is. She is just gorgeous, dude. And yes, one of the craziest bass players you'll ever see.
She is. She's beautiful.
Yeah. And she shreds.
She does. She rips on that. She's playing a nice purple bass there, man, and she's just tearing that shit apart.
Or you'll see, dude, she'll play upright basses and rip them. Like, dude, she's crazy, man.
Yeah, that was actually her first reel that I looked at. She was playing the upright bass.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. The chick's
fine. God damn.
Holy shit.
Well, you know what?
I guess I was like, at least half you can have a woman crush. At least she has like some merit to her. She's not just like a vapid bitch with a fat ass or something, you know? She's at least.
Right. She can at least
play. She does a thing, you know? She does something. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Is it sad that my very next search after that was in Google and it was Daybase OnlyFans?
What?
She doesn't have one.
No, she doesn't. Because Jim has searched this too. Because Jim knows. As soon as you see a girl on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or anything, if you're attracted to her at all, just type in OnlyFans next to her name and you'll probably find something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I usually
the OnlyFans. You just put in like OnlyFans. You end up on Fapello.
Yeah, OnlyFans.
Fapello, who's always got the leaks, dude. Yeah.
It's like, forget paying for that shit. I'm looking for the leak.
Oh, I don't pay for it. You know, like, I don't either. But yeah, you can find it anywhere. I'm sure we all have our own places that we find things.
Well, I don't know. Well, what Jim was saying with Fapello, yeah, that's kind of my.
I just googled their username and nude or something, and then.
Oh, I have a forum.
That works too.
Fudge is on point. He's like, holy shit, I got connections, bitch.
No, I mean, like, a Google brought me to, you know, Google search brought me to a forum, and now I'm just like, okay, I'll go there. This is usually pretty good.
It's a weird time, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. It is. It is.
It's like, I can't believe I just checked on there. Who doesn't have one? I'm like, what the fuck? It's
like, you could basically look up and see, like,
there's no pictures of this chick's pussy online. This is crazy.
If there's no
fashioned.
If there's no pussy pictures, does she even exist?
Does she have a pussy?
Does she? Yeah. Is she a Barbie doll?
Who knows, man? It is.
I've been contemplating starting one called Fudge and Feet. Feet and fudge.
Like, are you gonna
Fudge and feet or feet and fudge? I haven't made up my mind yet, but I'd be sticking my feet in weird things, right? And then, like, for a month, I won't cut my toenails, you know. And then I'll, you know, shit like that.
I think you, like, a lot of fucking women, maybe have an over fucking confidence in the ability to create an only. I love fucking these. I love all these bitches. I can see them on Facebook and shit. I like. I don't know. Maybe I'll start an OnlyFans. Like, good fucking luck. You know how hard it is to start an OnlyFans? These chicks are so ignorant. They think that, like, I'll just start an OnlyFans and I'll make, you know, the only thing keeping me from making a bunch of money on OnlyFans is my fucking class or my whatever the fuck, you know, my morals. It's like, no, bitch, it's way so much harder than you think.
Oh, yeah. You need the network. You need the fucking, it's...
And actually, if you're interested, you hit me up, because I think I should be agenting these broads on how to do this. It's like, I feel like I have a full understanding of this business. I'm in the wrong business.
It's like, you've got to position your asshole just in this correct vantage point towards the light. So
you got to go to the right places. You got to, like, post. You got to use TikTok.
Yeah.
And Reddit and Facebook and all of these things, and Instagram and OnlyFans, to all in certain ways to get them to fucking drive to each other and get to where you need to fucking go and shit.
Yeah, you have to.
Women have no fucking idea what they're doing, you know, because if they were any good at business, they wouldn't have to fucking show their asshole on the internet for money.
So you heard it here first. Call 1-800 Only Gyms, and he can get you $1,000 to $5,000 a day, he'll just gotta make
$1,000 a day. No, man, but there's a logic to how you do it, man. Like, TikTok is the big fucking driver right now. Like, that's the big fucking one.
It is. And then they got those secret hidden links on TikTok where, like, they don't call it OF or OnlyFans. Now they're like spicy content where they show, like, a emoji of a red pepper. And then they're like exclusive. And, like, when you click on that, it takes you to their OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
I think a lot of OnlyFans is, like, young ass people, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's face it. That's when you're tight and toned. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, it seems like we were over a desire to fucking jack off, maybe. I'm like, at this point, I don't even barely jack off, man. I was talking about porn earlier. That's a rare occasion. It has to be, like, where I feel like there's no way she's going to propose it the next day or two. Because, like, I got to stay ready, man.
Yeah.
You know, you got to stay ready once you get up in your 40s, dude. Jacked it in the afternoon and she came over that night and tried for it. I'm just mentally, my body's just like, no, I've had a lot of whole interest.
We did this already.
I'm good
today.
For a couple of days now.
It is. It's so true. It's fucking terrible, man. Oh, yeah, shit.
Hey, you know what, man? You should never make any big decision in life until you jerked off, you know.
Young dudes, you especially, like, I would almost debate that now. I don't, my dick has no control of anything anymore.
It's called post-fat clarity.
Post-fat clarity.
Yeah. Once post-fat. You get old enough, or
fat.
Maybe it's your T gets low enough, then you don't care anymore. Yeah, I'm good. Like, I'm in control now. My dick doesn't decide anything anymore.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, because you can get a boner and you're like, I don't feel like jerking off right now.
I mean, just in general, it's like, my dick used to get me into all kinds of crazy things, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Now I'm in control, finally.
We're not in our 20s anymore, Jim.
Yeah, I'm not going to strange ladies' houses at 3 a.m.
Bro, you're not going to fucking a woman who's on a free cam site? Another guy that you, like, you didn't pick up a dude at a gas station and go to a fucking... some woman's fucking house and be on cam and shit.
Because I know somebody that has done that.
Yeah. When I was a young dude, I was like early, like maybe it's like 20 or something, 21. I did that. That was fun.
She's streaming this cam in fucking 56K. Just updates frames every 3 seconds.
Yeah. That's when
I wonder where's... I feel like... I should have looked her up. I don't know why. I never thought about like what her username was.
What was she on, like Cam4 or some shit?
Oh no, dude. Webdate.
Webdate. That shit.
Dude, wow. Like I said before, man, like
I've already started searching, bro.
That shit'll be all pixelated and blurry. You won't be there's able to Twitter. See nothing.
Wait, there's a Twitter. Oh my god.
Is her?
You have to edit that, dude. You have to edit that.
Okay.
Is it her? Is it her?
You're on Twitter, dude.
I'm going to bleep.
Oh, is it the...
You just stop saying it.
You're making more work.
Because I found it, too.
Man.
Oh, yes. Yes, the same town and everything. Dude, it's her.
Dude, send me a link to that shit. I want to see.
Holy shit, dude.
Dude, this is Grant. I'm gonna tell you, this was like, dude, at least 20 fucking years ago.
Oh man, she's into Trump. 25
years ago.
Oh fuck. Where, yeah.
Does she have pictures of herself?
Hold on.
There's a couple.
One from 2019. She's old. I mean, I was like, I remember back then. I was like, oh man, I'm trying to think age wise. I was probably fucking 19, 20, 21. And this chick was older to me then. She was like late 30s or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Are you going back in there, Bob? You're taking out all those usernames?
No, I'm going to bleep them out. I'm not going to take them.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't think we'd actually find her, dude.
No, I had a time stamp.
It just came to my mind. Like,
I can't believe
your username.
I can't believe you remembered the username, dude. I can't remember my own usernames for things in the past.
25 years. Well, dude, if you had a like situation like that.
I mean,
after the show, you got to send me some like screenshots or fucking links or whatever.
She's a very, and there's like a couple pictures from on a Twitter from, there's a picture from 2019. So that's given her 5 fucking years. And she looks just like, bah. Oh.
Yeah, she's not, there's nothing to write home about, Bobby. Don't worry. You're not missing anything.
Well, cause she's how old? I mean, like I said, if I was like 19 and she was, I feel like at the time she was on meth though. So who knows? Right. I mean. But I figured she was like probably in her 30s then. So she's probably a 55-year-old woman now.
Yeah, post meth too at that.
I was like, show her how much I've grown in more ways than one.
Her bio is, I've just started working for a car dealership. Talk about cool. I think I've finally found my people. I also work for myself selling hope and miracles in R&F.
Oh, she supports Donald Trump, dude.
Yes. Yes, she does. Very much so.
October in 2016, she supports Trump.
So with that revelation, I guess I won't be bleeping anything out. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to fucking find this woman and be like, Jim Vicious went to your house and on camera and shit. You were there. But like I said, too, man, we're getting on pretty close to the end here, but. That was those were the days, man. Yeah. Those were the days when it was the best. When women and shit and people, fucking, if you're into dudes, pervert dudes, people would just get on the internet and do that shit. Not for money, but for free. Yeah. Because they fucking wanted to. And that is like, the content is so much better that way. It's so much sweeter. It's just like, God damn it. That's way better.
There's no acting.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Like Chatterbait, you know? Doesn't do anything for me. For one thing, if I had an hour to fucking edge, maybe. Like, I'm going to sit here and like edge forever while people tip until this chick's good. Like, that sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, chick who's like shoving stuff up her ass on the internet because she wants to be there, dude. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. By the time, you
those
know,
those were the days, dude.
Once I like on Chatterbait, I blow my load before she even gets her jacket off, for fuck's sake. God damn it.
So Chatterbait used to be, man. You know?
There were no
Cam4. Well, not even Chatterbait. Yeah, Cam4 back in the day. That's what that was. There was no money on there.
Like, there was tremendous. A few tips, but mostly the chicks were already naked to begin with, and they were just doing stuff, and then dudes would like tip $4 or $5 here and there.
And then she shove a cucumber up her asshole.
WebDate, though, was like this site that I used back then where you could like meet people. It was like you got a profiles, but there's also tons of chat rooms. And so, I think you could show like the person hosting the room could show their fucking cam, and then they could watch maybe one cam from in, you know, from the audience or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was really like you make private rooms and you could go on a web date, you know, and two people on camera. But there was also the chat rooms, and yeah, dude, there's a lot of people. I met people back there. I met somebody on there that I'm still friends with to this day. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, it's pretty crazy.
So it wasn't a porn cam site. It was just like you could fucking hook up with people.
Well, you could do that. I mean, that's what a lot of it was. Yeah. That's what a lot of it was, is people doing that shit. But also chat rooms. Yeah. This is like the net zero days, man.
Goddamn. The dial up days and shit.
Yeah, you got that net zero, the top of the line dial up, bro.
Hey, you know what, man? When I first got my first high speed, my house was right next to the fiber optic shack. I had the best internet in town. Fucking, it was great.
Of course you did.
I did. It was awesome. I could get fucking titties so fast, dude. Everyone would come.
instead of half an hour, it took 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
When I started getting on the internet, you'd have to like start the thing and then walk off, and you just hear it like, it'd be busy and it would redial and it'd be busy.
Yeah.
You're waiting, like trying to get on. Dude, I'll try to get on AOL.
Before we had AOL, we had a different, I think it was Net Zero too. Yeah.
Net Zero was fucking, they had like way higher speed than 256 or whatever.
And I remember it was like somebody picked up the phone one day and I was on the internet and it cut that shit off. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, dude, you couldn't call. Like, that was great. You'd be on the internet back then and like you just tie up the phone forever. Nobody can.
Oh, yeah. I'd hear, dialer, get the fuck off the internet. I got to use the phone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, grandpa died. Good luck, bitch. You're getting a busy signal because I'm online talking to fucking hot singles on AOL chat.
I used to turn my dial up
on AOL chat, grandma.
Hi.
I am for this.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. I remember getting a thing in the mail when I was a kid in high school, and it was like, you've won a trip to, like, blah, 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 and it had my name and everything on it, right?
Epstein's Island.
I was like, no way. I was like, Mom, I won a trip. And so I bring it over to her. And, you know, this is before, you know, like, we just got the computer, so, like, nobody really knows anything about it. And so she calls this number, and she's talking to him, and is like, gives her the spiel and tells her how it works and everything, right? And my mother was like, yeah, but my kid is only 12 years old. Like, how did he win this? And she's like, well, she's on speakerphone, and I'm sitting there. She's like, well, probably put his information into a pornographic website. And I was like, oh, no.
You bitch.
You fucking ruined it. You ruined it for everyone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, I never done that, Mom, I swear.
Were you looking at this site called bigwetasses.com?
No. The website me and my buddies always used was All4A. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where we ever found it, but this is what we always
used. Sounds like that shakes something in my memory, Luce. I don't know.
Does it?
I feel All4A. Like it does. I don't know. What was it, porn and shit?
Yeah, it was just like, I think mainly just pictures. Like, just pictures of ladies getting fucked.
Lucky, you're lucky to load pictures back then.
Yeah.
Jack off to the top, to the tits, and then like, you're finishing.
And blow your load and realize it's a dude. And blow your load, then it's a dick. It's like, oh no.
You're just too far into it. Fuck it, let's finish.
It's like a whatever.
This doesn't like, say start loading a new picture, get out of here. But yeah, I have to fucking, I have a heart out, man. Which kind of sucks because I sit here and just bullshit with you fuckers about butts and stuff all day. I guess you can hit me up on Xbox and we'll continue it there.
Bobby, do you have Xbox? Yes,
I
right?
Do. Yeah, I haven't logged in so long.
I played Xbox with Bob one time, I think. we played fucking Deep Rock Galactic one night.
Well, Fudge was there, and me and him were always wandering off getting killed and shit.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that was a game. Like, Bat and I played that game like a million fucking hours. So, and then you could try to get two people who are just like,
never played it before.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, I remember it being like Fudge was just like to the moon, you know? And I don't know.
Bobby, did Jim tell you how I fell asleep last night watching Netflix, watching wrestling with Jim and Bat? I fell asleep.
No.
I just disappeared from the whole main event. I come back and like, hey guys, what the fuck happened to you? I fell asleep.
We watched a fucking wrestling event, all of us together. Then played 18 holes of golf on PGA Golf. And then fucking listen to the playlist for our fucking music league.
Yeah,
playing Rocket League. It was a pretty solid evening, dude.
Yeah, that was a late
one. Fucking hard, bro.
Yeah, broed hard, bro.
Broed hard as fuck, bro.
That's some serious bro shit, bro.
I've heard Jim's voice more than I ever thought I would in the last 24 hours.
You're lucky man.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, so no one's gonna hear my fucking voice until tomorrow. On Suplex City Limits Podcast, live on YouTube, noon Eastern. Kyle and I will be talking the fallout from AEW Dynamite. They showed CM Punk's backstage brawl.
Yep.
Big hot button thing this week.
It is. We'll probably talk about that for at least 2 minutes. We've got two episodes of The Challenge.
Yeah, we do. And fucking RuPaul's Drag Race to talk about.
Just a comedy.
And the whole New Japan Windy City Riot show we watched last.
Yeah, I didn't see the main event, but hey.
Yeah. So join us for that. Also check out the Federation, Tyler's other show with Travis Fudge. What's going on over there?
We just did our episode of Ric Flair in the Looney Bin called One Flair Over to Cuckoo's Nest. Tremendous. up next, I think we're talking about Kurt Angle and Booker T, where Kurt Angle loses his mind in like 2006 or something. So we'll see. We're
on so many times. Remember when Roddy Piper was in Alcatraz?
Yes. Oh yeah. It's we might do a trilogy. Yeah. I think we actually already did Roddy Piper and Alcatraz, actually.
Roddy and Alcatraz is dope, dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did that on, like, the Monday Night Wars bit that we did. I'm pretty sure.
And also check out Bob's other show, Midnight Mass Creature Cast. What's happening over there? Species? You owe me an episode of Species. Yeah. What?
I owe an episode.
You haven't sent it to me yet.
No, I'm going to send it to you today, and then because we've got Piranha from 1978 that we're covered. So I've got two movies to send you.
Piranha.
When I was a kid, that movie fucked me up, dude.
Dude, that
movie really
even more afraid to go in the water. Like, Jaws already, you know, scarred me. And then, like, little piranhas that eat you. I was like, fuck that.
Bro, Piranha, for me, my childhood, Piranha fucked me up way more than Jaws, man.
Really?
Maybe it's because it's in a river, you know?
Maybe. Yeah.
That's fair.
My parents
I've yet
censor shit from us. They let us watch movies. So I watched Piranha when I was like, you know, it was about 3 years before I was born, so. Probably watched it when I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, I watched it when I was like 6, and that terrified me. Like, I had dreams of clowns for weeks, dude.
Clowns? What the fuck?
Yeah. From It. It.
Oh, you're talking about It.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about Piranha.
But like, I was terrified. Jaws terrified. Like, I don't know how to swim to this day because Jaws scared me so much.
Dude, the ones that stick out, Piranha sticks out to me. Also, fucking Hitchcock's Birds. When I was a little kid, that fucked me up.
I was a little bit older when I seen Birds. I was like probably 12 years old, so like it was less of a influence. But yeah,
a little kid. It's like my parents would just like treated me like you would treat a new girlfriend or something. They're like, you haven't seen this? Oh, you got to see this. This is fucked up. Yeah. You know, but I'm like 4.
They're
like,
making you watch.
My parents are like, oh, you got to check out Piranha.
You guys remember Creepshow with that one segment where they had like that lake monster? It was like all sludge and shit, and it was
people under
the dude. I was afraid to like go swimming on a raft or like on a dock or anything because I thought like that anything in the lake was going to be like this big sludge monster and was going to pull me under and fucking eat me alive.
So there you have it, my friends. Old 4 shows on the Modern Noise Media Podcast Network. Subscribe to that shit, and you show up on Monday to work with a bunch of new shit to listen to.
Yeah, some that's shit to talk it. About.
Thanks for hanging out, Tyler. Thanks for swinging by. Oh,
thanks for having me. I feel like I brought extra debauchery.
You did.
Show. Oh, yeah. You did. You drug yeah, there, into it from the go.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no metal. Nothing metal about this show, unless like poop is metal.
Sometimes
yeah.
there's not. Dude. A lot of times.
Yeah. A lot of times, like dick and fart jokes, and you know some other
dick shit. And fart jokes are great.
Yeah.
I mean, like I always tell Jim, anyways, this is my favorite podcast, anyways. So I was like, to be on my favorite podcast, what an honor.
It's like, I thought your own podcast would be like your favorite podcast.
Oh fuck no, I hate listening to myself too. It's a little bit of a bummer that I won't listen to this episode because I'm on it.
Oh shit.
It's fucking awesome, dude. That warms my heart. But thank everyone for listening, coming out, and we'll see you next week, dude, again. So until then, as always, hail Satan
and hail yourself.
Which my tummy.
There.